On Wall Street, stocks took another pounding last week as a string of major corporations announced that their earnings would fall short of expectations. Early trading Friday followed a week-long downward slide until a former member of the Federal Reserve Board predicted there was a better-than-even chance that the Fed would lower interest rates as much as half a point in the coming week. In trading since the beginning of the year, all three of the major stock indices have fallen. Owen Ullman comes by from time to time to help us make sense of what's happening in the economy, and he's back. Welcome back, Owen.
Thanks. Good morning, Leanne.
I am going to start with a question that I usually reserve for the end of our conversation, and that's about your optimism meter. You have been consistently optimistic about the economy every time we have spoken to you. How are you feeling today?
Well, you're absolutely right, Leanne. You know, year after year, you ask me, well, what about this? What about that? And I say, don't worry, be happy. This morning, I'm here to say, Leanne, worry. Things don't look so great. I think that there's a good chance that we may be in a recession. We're very close to one. And things have turned around very, very quickly. I can't be optimistic this morning.
Well, let's talk about perhaps the concertmaster of the booming economy. Now that the economy is sagging, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, rather an icon during the 1990s. Bob Woodward of Watergate fame wrote a book about him entitled Maestro. What happened? Did he miss a beat?
I think he did miss a beat, or at least that the orchestra is playing kind of off key. As recently as December, the Fed was concerned about inflation. They were concerned that their interest rate increases all last year had not slowed down the economy, and all the forecasts were we're going to have inflation and an economy roaring out of control. And come January, they got together and they sort of went, oops, it's started to spiral downwards. Now, what happened? What's happened basically is that the economy has gotten so efficient that just as it can grow very rapidly, when things change, it can turn around in a hurry. The combination of higher interest rates, oil prices have gone up, a lot of earnings have been hurt, particularly in the so-called dot-com industry, where a lot of these companies have gone out of business. As a result, you've had a plunge in the NASDAQ. It's down more than half. All of these things have fed together to really dampen consumer confidence. People aren't buying as much. Companies aren't investing as much. And that all adds up to bad news. And then the Fed turned on a dime and started cutting rates. It may be too late, though, to keep us from going into a recession. We'll know probably in another month or two whether we're able to pull out of this tailspin. Or it is possible, we'll find out soon, that we're still going down and we won't make that 10th anniversary of the longest expansion in history.
Now, how is all of this going to fit into the political debate over the president's tax cut proposals? He wants big tax cuts over the next 10 years, and he's justifying those cuts on economic assumptions that were made in what appear to be rosier times. What happens now?
The interesting thing, though, Leanne, is that the long-term projection of the budget surplus, which is now about $5.5 trillion over the next 10 years, is not going to be affected that much by a temporary recession. And the reason is that the forecasters are looking out 10 years and assume there will have been a recession sometime during that period. They take that into account. What will change is the psychology in Congress. Oh my goodness, we have to do something. It greatly increases the chances that there will be a larger rather than a smaller tax cut. Not that it could really pull the economy out of a slump now, but just because it seems like good politics, the lawmakers go home and say, see, we did something for you.
Is there a Bush hex? I mean, the current president's father might have lost the White House after one term because of a recession. Do you think his son is going to have that same burden?
It does seem like, you know, like father, like son, doesn't it? You know, the minute Bill Clinton leaves, whoops, the economy goes south again. It's also kind of a Republican hex. If you go back and look since World War II, actually since Herbert Hoover, every Republican president has had a recession on his watch. Now, they say it's because the Democrats mismanaged the economy and they had to clean up. But it is true that Republican presidents go along with down times, and it looks like George W. Bush is going to be no exception.
Owen Ullman is Washington editor of USA Today, as well as editor of International Economy magazine. Thanks again, Owen.
Thank you, Leanne.